Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called Four Things That Rob Productivity. Let's dive in. If you're grinding 12-hour days on your side hustle but barely moving the needle, you're probably falling victim to four silent productivity killers that research shows destroy 73% of entrepreneurial ventures before they hit their first profitable year. Here's why this matters more than you think. The first trap is what I call the multitasking myth. We've been conditioned to believe that juggling multiple tasks makes us more productive, but Stanford research proves the opposite. Multitasking reduces productivity by up to 40% and increases mistakes by 50%. Your brain literally cannot process two cognitive tasks simultaneously. It's just switching rapidly between them, burning mental energy with every transition. Think of it like a computer with too many programs running. Eventually, everything slows down. Single tasking with 25-minute focused blocks beats scattered all-day grinding every time. The second killer is perfectionism, which is really just procrastination wearing a fancy suit. Done is always better than perfect because perfectionism keeps you from shipping anything at all. The 80-20 rule tells us that 80% of results come from 20% of efforts, but perfectionism makes you focus on the wrong 80%. Instead of perfecting your product in isolation, ship your minimum viable version first, then iterate based on real customer feedback. The market will teach you what perfect actually looks like. Third, most entrepreneurs manage time instead of energy. You wouldn't water your plants at midnight and expect them to thrive, yet we schedule our most important work during our biological low points. Research shows cognitive performance peaks 2 to 4 hours after waking for most people. Match your high energy hours to high impact work, not busy work like answering emails. Last year, I learned this lesson the expensive way. I spent 6 months perfecting a course curriculum, researching every detail, creating 47 modules, designing perfect graphics. Meanwhile, my competitor launched a basic 5-module course with simple slides and made $10,000 in the first month. I finally launched my perfect course and made $200 because I'd spent zero time validating demand or building an audience. All four productivity killers hit me at once: perfectionism paralysis, multitasking between course creation and research, working during low-energy afternoon hours, and managing time instead of energy. Here's your action step. Right now, identify your highest energy 2-hour window tomorrow. Block that time for your single most revenue-impacting task, the one thing that directly puts money in your pocket. Turn off notifications, close other browser tabs, and work on just that one thing. Set a timer for 25 minutes, work until it rings, take a 5-minute break, then repeat. This simple change can double your meaningful output within a week. Remember, your side hustle isn't about proving you can work harder than everyone else. It's about building the freedom to work smarter than your former self. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.